This is Bob. Thanks for the memory of 12 years of great radio programming hope. Wishing Monitor many more successful years. You keep this up, Monitor, and you may catch up with old Father Crosby one of these decades.
Don't move, just leave your dial out. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Where DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products, presents the weekend World of Monitor on this, our 12th birthday. Brad Crandall here, with thanks to Bob Hope for that greeting. And 3 minutes from now, songwriters Conn and Van Heusen report on the fruits of their weekend songwriting labors on a brand new original song for Monitor. So don't go away, but you may go up.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. For we can fly, up and away.
Voices of the Fifth Dimension. Next, two familiar voices with a brief word from the folks who bring you Monitor's 12th birthday weekend. DuPont Auto Products.
Friends, we're Bob and Ray for DuPont Auto Products with some exciting news.
How would you like to win a pet?
An unusual pet that'll be the envy of the whole neighborhood.
A pet that will shake up the whole neighborhood.
By now, many of you are nodding your heads yes, but you want to know what kind of pet.
Well, hold on to your chairs or steering wheels, as the case may be, and listen to this thrilling news from the people who make DuPont Auto Products.
You can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or choose a new car with the same name.
As a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
And to win either pet or car, all you have to do is pick up a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products.
No need to buy anything, just fill in the free entry blank.
If you don't win a pet, you may win one of 777 other prizes.
Think how envious your friends will be when they see you riding down the street on a Mustang.
Or in a Mustang.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Special weekend guests at Monitor's 12th birthday party have been two of America's most accomplished songwriters, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. All weekend, while Monitor has been on the air, they've been writing an original song to commemorate our dozen years of broadcasting. Every so often, We've taken the opportunity to check their progress. Now that they're headed down the home stretch, with Steve Lawrence prepared to give the song its premiere performance later this evening, let's find out a little something. Sammy, Jimmy, is the monitor song just about set?
I would tell you that it has very, very few la-la-las, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we moved almost all of them.
Are you going to hear the song for the first time to human ears?
I see.
So if you want to hear what the song is, Mr. Lawrence is going to hear in a minute, it goes something like this.
I'll be saying
the trade.
Go.
Best wishes, we're sending our best wishes, extending our best wishes on your natal day. Here's to monitor and all the stations along the way, and best wishes, we're swinging our best wishes, we're bringing our best wishes to the weekend scene, and the hope that we'll be asked again when you're 13 light a birthday candle to McMay and Rayburn and a Crandall. Mr. Morgan knows how we feel, so does our chum Ted Steele. Our best wishes, we're playing our best wishes, conveying our best wishes, as we said before. From the rocky coast of Maine to that Pacific shore, it's a happy birthday today. May you have a lot more.
Would you believe that only 2 days ago we had nothing?
No, as a matter of fact.
You wouldn't believe it, huh?
No, no.
Seems like we've been here for 12 years, actually. And I must tell you, Steve Lawrence has called, and he and an orchestra are on the way.
I see. This
is going to be like a Corvette or what, a Volkswagen in a minute when this band gets in here.
It's late to get another singer, you know, Sam.
What does he mean by that?
I wondered about it, too, but I wasn't going to say it.
All right.
I don't know
you
as well as Jimmy does.
I see.
Did you write this in Steve's key, by the way?
No, that's not Steve's key. That's Sam's. Steve will do
really?
It down here.
See, he always gives me a high key.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I think we're all looking forward to the song's first performance later this evening with Steve Lawrence, who will be joining us here inside Radio Central. Oh, hey, just before you return to put the final polish on the song, got a brief Monitor musical flashback for you. In 1955, Monitor's first year on the air, young Frank Sinatra singing a Con Van Heusen song sounded like this.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap.
And then a mere 12 years later, singing on Monitor 67, the same Mr. Sinatra sounds like this.
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-linga. Bubbles, bangles, bright, shiny beads. Sparkles, spangles, her heart will sing, sing a linger, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday I may. By her ring, ring a linger, I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. She'll glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream. So that someday, someday I may buy her ring, ring-a-linger. I have heard that's where it leads, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. All those noises.
is Jeannie Holloway, guide leader at the U.S. Pavilion at Expo 67 in Montreal, wishing happy 12th birthday to Monica.
Thank you, Jeannie, and happy tour guiding up there at Expo. A new song now by Vicky Carr. A look at picture phoning in the year 2000, coming up. So, stay on the Monitor birthday beacon. Hey, remember these two fellas?
We're Bob and Ray with more about DuPont Auto Products' exciting Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Many people have been asking, are you guys kidding?
Are you really giving away a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar?
Are they really going to let the winners choose a new car of the same name if they don't want the pet?
You bet they are, gang.
But why believe us, Bob and Ray? Listen to some of the letters that have been pouring into Winnipeg headquarters.
Miss P.K. writes, holy sweepstakes, I thought it was a big put-on until I saw the free entry blank on the DuPont Golden 7 display at my gas station. I'm convinced now, and I hope to win a Wildcat to go with my husband's Jaguar.
Did she say whether her husband's Jaguar is the car or the beast?
No.
This one says, I want to win a Mustang so I can crossbreed it with my moose and have a Moose-tang. Or the Barracuda with my eel and get an electric Barracuda.
Another lady writes, I get these awful headaches that start over my ears.
Now, how did that letter get in there? That's wrong.
Well, never mind. Win a pet. Pick up an entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto products.
You never talked that way before.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. The newest thing from Miss Vicky Carr. This weekend, observing Monitor's 12th anniversary, we've checked into the future of such broad areas as medicine, fashions, and our population. Right now, let's take a look at communications in the year 2000. Our guest is William Quirk, Data Communications Planning Manager for AT&T. Welcome to Monitor, Bill. Oh, and for a starter, bring us up to date about this shopping by picture phone. And by the way, exactly how far along is picture phone these days?
Picture phone actually is in the trial stage right now. There's a trial just been completed with a large corporation here in New York City with extensions out into Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it, of course, in use right down at our headquarters building in Lower New York, worked out with a circuit out to the Bell Laboratory so that mm-hmm. the executives can talk together. I would say that picture phone ought to be in about the 1969-1970 era as far as commercial availability. Now, but I think it's got a lot of potential, not only from the point of view of face-to-face communications, but think of it as perhaps in the educational field. I can visualize many cases, looking into the year 2000, that these children probably won't go to school. They'll, mm-hmm. I mean, in the way we know it today, they won't go off to the Little Red Schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. Instead, they'll probably stay home, and they'll have a curriculum worked out through the local educational organization, the parent teachers and so on. But let's say the child wants to study nuclear physics and now in the seventh grade, and this ought to be an appropriate subject. Well, what they'll be able to do is dial into a nuclear physics program, which will probably be given by the best teacher of this field in the world.
One of the great advantages of programmed education, yeah.
Right. And now they won't lose the idea of contact with their cohorts, because now if there's discussion and Johnny Jones out in Ames, Iowa wants to ask a question, he'll be seen by the rest of his classmates, and there'll be this interchange of information back and forth.
I'm curious about something on a purely technical thing. Virtually every home in America has at least one television set now.
Mm-hmm.
You are working in a visiphone area. Has there been any exploration of the possibility of an adapter which will simply feed through an empty channel into the TV set so that the picture shows up there?
Well, this is one of the things, again, looking to the future. We think that what we got, telephone and bandwidth, which is about 3,000 cycle thereabouts, is common in almost every home today.
Mm-hmm.
Looking to the year 2000, I suspect that a broadband channel may be capable of taking 10 or 15 TV programs, ETV and so on, will come in. You'll probably get your morning newspaper this way.
Mm-hmm.
It's been accumulating over the night. You wake up, and there it is. It may not be in the same form you see it today. It may be a series of pictures that you'll sit and read and scan. And if you want more detail, you'll query it, and you can go deeper and deeper and deeper, or else you can scan the news and so on. But I think by getting the idea of a big, fat bandwidth into your home, then you can use it for whatever you can think of, including ETV, educational television, shopping. I think your advertising media is going to be fabulous in that era. I think we'll have 3D, so when the model's up there with the latest blue sable, full-length coat with a chinchilla collar,
you'll almost be able to reach out and touch it.
That's right, with the right dollar in your hand.
Yeah, the money, yeah. How are we going to be able to say to somebody, he's not here on, for example, the picture phone? Is there a way of turning off the picture?
You have it today. These experimental units have the ability to actually, it's a little shield you can put over your lens of your pickup camera, and you have the privacy.
Nobody can see you.
No one can see you.
Well, there is that at any rate. Yeah. All of these things are technologically developed, and it now merely remains to make them economically feasible and get them into line, right?
Yes. I think the technology we're talking about is here and now in its rudimentary form. It's a matter of bringing it up into the commercially saleable area.
A look at communications of the future. Our guest, William Quirk of the American Telephone and Telegraph Company. And Monitor's 12th birthday weekend being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products.
Attention car fans. If your car engine sounds as loud and rackety as this, add DuPont Golden 7 to your motor oil and make that engine sound as quiet as this. We call Golden 7 the silencer.
Harry, Golden 7 can't make an engine run that quiet.
Well, maybe not quite that quiet.
This is Peter Falk wishing Monitor a happy birthday, and I brought my group along in order to accompany you with the song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
Group and Puppet on a String. Monitor, a good listening companion anywhere in the nation, in the Worcester, Massachusetts area, we're heard on WTAG. All stations will now sign in after a brief reminder that DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products, brings you this weekend world of Monitor. This is Brad Crandall.
Monitor's birthday celebration continues throughout the evening on the NBC Radio Network.
Thank you. And this is Edie Gourmet.
On behalf of the 12th anniversary of Monitor, may we simply say,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful.
Right you are, Edie and Steve. And thank you for the thought. It's Monitor's 12th birthday party, and we're kind of glad you came. The entire weekend brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. Brad Crandall, your Radio Central host, and 9 minutes from now, we'll talk with the Dew Line Outpost at Thule, Greenland, for an exchange of birthday greetings. First, an encore. Steve and Edie.
There's the kind of walk you walk when the world's undone you. There's the kind of walk you walk when you're walking proud.
There's the kind of walk you walk when the neighbors shun you.
There's the kind of walk you walk sets you above the crowd. There's the kind of walk you walk when somebody loves you. That's the very much like walking on a cloud. Good fortune found you, champion, and your life's a happy valentine. When you're walking happy, don't the blooming world seem fine? There's the kind of walk you walk when you feel like crowing. There's the kind of walk you walk when you're on your way.
There's the kind of walk you walk when your pride is showing.
There's the kind of walk you walk when today's your day. There's the kind of walk you walk when the world's all rainbow. And you're nothing like a popinjay.
Steve and Edie, and incidentally, Steve Lawrence will be around a little later this evening to sing for its premiere performance, the song that Conn and Van Heusen wrote right here for Monitor. DuPont Auto Products bringing you Monitor this special weekend. And now, with a brief word on wildlife, here are Bob and Ray.
How would you like to win a pet from DuPont Auto Products?
A unique pet, like a Mustang, Wildcat, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
If you don't want the pet, you can have a new car of the same name.
It's easy. Nothing to buy. Just fill in one of the free entry blanks available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products, and you can be a winner.
Just think, a real live Mustang.
That's a wild or semi-wild North American horse.
A Wildcat.
Fierce, undomesticated North American cat, like your lynx or bobcat.
Barracuda.
A cranky, edible pike-like tropical fish.
Marlin.
A large deep-sea fish related to the sailfish.
Impala.
I couldn't find an impala, cry Bob and Ray.
Forget it. An impala is a reddish African antelope. Males have large black lyrate horns.
Or the ever-popular jaguar.
Large, wild, central,
the
south...
The jaguar is here live.
The sweepstakes are void. We're prohibited by law. Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad. In Israel, a victory mood and a victory song. That story now from David Weber, NBC News, Jerusalem.
You get the feeling that the people of Israel go out and win a war every day. They're happy, of course, that their finely tuned army performed so beautifully, but they obviously had enough faith in that army, and they weren't particularly surprised when it went marching through the Sinai, took the whole West Bank of Jordan, and then stormed the almost impossible heights of Galilee in Syria. And all this in 4 days flat. Well, there's quite a bit of exuberance here in New Jerusalem when the old city fell. People walked along arm in arm singing the old independence songs in the streets. But the exuberance didn't last long. There was still danger from long-range artillery and the odd enemy plane making a raid on the city. And that night, as before, there was a strict blackout. Jerusalemites had to do their celebrating quietly at home and by candlelight. When paratroopers landed more than 100 miles into Egypt and took the strategic Aqaba position of Sharm el-Sheikh, Israel suddenly had a new hit tune. Composed in a half hour, here's how it goes. And another popular song, lamenting the fact that the old Wailing Wall was out of reach of old Jerusalem, is now being rewritten, now that the wall is in Israeli hands. David Weber, NBC News, Jerusalem.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events, both at home and abroad. For all further developments in the Middle East situation, stay tuned to NBC Monitor. Just imagine going courting with the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett. Monitor this weekend roving the Arctic Circle, checking with the men of the U.S. Air Force, who staff our Air Defense Command Dew Line, observing the 10th anniversary of its constant skywatch. Right now, Monitor calls Thule, Greenland, about 2,500 miles midway between Moscow and New York, where the temperatures sometimes drop to 43 below zero, and where the sun shines 24 hours a day during this, their summertime, and where they hear Monitor, I'm told, regularly. Hello?
Hello?
How do you do, sir? To whom am I speaking, please?
It's Captain Robert Bunting.
Captain Bunting, nice to have you with us, sir. This is Brad Crandall in New York.
Well, it's nice to be with you, sir. I understand you're having an anniversary celebration there.
Yes, sir. It's our 12th birthday, so to speak.
We have a man here who's going to be having a birthday tomorrow, Sergeant Paul McCarthy.
Oh, really? Is he around anywhere?
Right. I can put him on right now.
Would you please, sir? Birthday tomorrow. What do you do on your birthday in Thule, I wonder? Hello?
Hello. Sergeant McCarthy speaking.
How do you do, sir? This is Brad Crandall. I'm curious, Sergeant. How old are you going to be tomorrow?
I'll be 32 tomorrow, sir.
Ah, well, we're only going to be 12, but, you know, that's the way it is. Listen, what do you do on a birthday in Thule?
We support the ballistic missile early warning system here, sir.
Ah, so you're going to do that tomorrow just like you would any other day?
I cannot hear you, sir.
Are you getting the day off tomorrow?
Yes, sir, I hope to be.
May we say thank you very much for talking with us, Sergeant, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much, sir, and happy anniversary to your program.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye. Hey, that's really something. And I suppose it is. Just another duty day, too, for anybody who's up there. And as long as they keep watching and keep protecting, you and I can go merrily on celebrating in our own quiet way. All weekend, Monitor's been touching base with various Dew-Line outposts in the Arctic, observing their 10th anniversary. Our entire Monitor birthday weekend brought to you by DuPont Auto Products. Hey, has your car still got what it takes? You know, pep and power when you take off and a smooth purr when you roll off the miles? If not, you need DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment boosts compression and horsepower, quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, improves engine performance 7 ways. When you add or change oil, add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment. Make sure your engine's got what it takes. Golden 7 makes your car take off like a whisper. Hey, here's a memory of Monitor's past, right here on the Monitor Birthday Beacon. Your host, Brad Crandall, and next, a Monitor flashback. And a voice that spelled out the national weather in sounds like the Arabian Nights. So seductive, she raised temperatures to phenomenal levels.
Philadelphia, 133. Detroit, 143. Los Angeles, 161.
Miss Monitor's fans were legion. They stretched from Maine to, well, even Moscow. Don't believe me? Well, let's go back to August 1st, 1959, almost 8 years ago. The place, the American National Exhibition in Moscow. Monitor's guest, Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and author, Carl Sandburg.
This is NBC Monitor, and whatever you say will be held against you next Saturday and Sunday, sir.
I'm glad to see, sir, you know our broadcast times.
Do you want me to imitate the woman who gives the weather?
I'd like you to very much. I think that would be the greatest thing with which we could close off this circuit, Mr. Sandberg.
Boston, 92. Fair.
How about Moscow?
Washington, 65. Rain.
And how about Moscow, Carl Sandberg?
Moscow for the fair. There.
Carl Sandburg imitating the honey-coated, breathy-voiced temptress of temperatures, Miss Monitor. That happened in Moscow 8 years ago, recaptured through a Monitor flashback. Our birthday weekend being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, whose spokesmen right now are those intrepid animal lovers, Bob and Ray.
This is highly regarded Wally Ballou at the famous discount store House of Low. I'm in the automotive department where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. Many people here are busily filling in the free entry blanks for the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Now, I don't have to buy anything, just fill in the blank, and I can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, or a new car of the same name.
That's right, ma'am. Which would you choose?
Well, I have no place to keep a Marlin or Barracuda. You never really get to know a Jaguar.
Well, you'd take the car.
No, I can't drive. I think I'd settle for the Impala. I hear they're very affectionate and easily housebroken.
I see.
Attention, House of Low shoppers. A special treat in the automotive department. The highly regarded reporter, Wally Ballou, is at the DuPont Golden 7 display. Go say hello and enter the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
You're Wally Ballou.
Oh, that's right, ma'am.
I can see why TV hasn't beckoned. I have to run along.
Well, everybody seems to have left the area, so this is Wally Ballou returning it.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Singing for the Varsity, the Letterman, and the Lottie.
Give me way.
Es que un alto de soledad ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Given me wings. Your love has given me wings. Nel dipinto di blu. No wonder my happy heart sings. Felice di stare lassù. Your love has given me wings. Nel
And now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen with Today in Sports.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. Julius Burroughs picked up the $20,000 first prize in the Buick Open, which was aired by a Monitor throughout the weekend. He had a final round 69 and a 72-hole score of 5 under par 283. Good for a three-stroke victory over Bob Golby, Bert Yancey, and Dick Sykes, all of whom had 286. After finishing his round, Burroughs spoke to Monitor reporter Charlie Jones.
Here at the 18th green, we have the new champion, the second time that Julius Burroughs has won the Buick Open. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a great week for me, kind of a surprising week, and I think I must have made 100 yards of putts out there.
Well, in 1963, you won the Buick Open. You went on then, I recall, 2 weeks later to win the U.S. Open. Is this an omen?
Well, I hope it is. I know Bob Hope came out with a classic, Tam Neill 41. The Palm Springs tournament, he had 8 kids, and I've won the couple of tournaments this spring, and I've got 7 kids, and he picked Bobby Kennedy to win the National Open, but Bobby's not playing this year, so I might do some good there next week.
Thank you very much. That was Julius Burroughs, winner of the Buick Open. Now the baseball results. Completed games only in the National League. Atlanta beat San Francisco 4-3 in 10 innings. LeMaster, the winner over Marichal. Home runs, Alou for Atlanta for the Giants. Jack Hyatt and Willie Mays getting his 549th of his career. Philadelphia slaughtered Pittsburgh 14-1, Bunning the win over Fryman, Oliver homer for Philadelphia. Chicago won a doubleheader from the New York Mets, 5-3 the first game. Jenkins beat Taylor. Adolfo Phillips homered for the Cubs, Tommy Davis for the Mets. And in the second game is 18-10 Chicago. Hartstein the winner, Will Hite the loser. 11 home runs were hit in this ball game, tying a major league record. Adolfo Phillips got 3 more, 4 for the day. Randy Hundley had a pair, Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, and for the Mets, there was Ron Swoboda, Buchek, Grody, and Bob Johnson. Houston and Cincinnati split. Cincinnati, in the first game, lost to Houston. Houston winning at 7-4. Cuellar beat Pappas. Aspromonte homered for the Astros, Pavletic for the Reds. In the second game, Cincinnati the winner, 8-4. Pappas also in the decision here. He was the winner, Sambera the loser. Home runs, Coker for Cincinnati, a grand slammer by Pavletic. And for Houston, Jim Wynn and Bob Aspromonte. In the first game, St. Louis beat Los Angeles 8-7. Bryles, the winner over Miller, Wes Parker, and Lefebvre, homered for the Dodgers. In the American League, the first game, Cleveland 12, Kansas City 1. Tiant beat Segee. Homers, Cleveland, May, Whitfield, and Wagner. And the Senators and Red Sox split. Boston won 4-3. Santiago beat Baldwin. Home runs, Casanova and Howard. Howard's 15th for Washington. The second game is 8-7. Washington, Cox beat Osinski. Home runs for Boston, Conigliaro, and Scott. Chicago won a doubleheader from the New York Yankees, 2-1. O'Toole beating Stottlemyre, and 3-2. Howard beating Peterson. McNerney homered for the White Sox, Gibbs for the Yanks. Mantle, by the way, played in his 2,164th game for New York, which ties Lou Gehrig's record for most games ever played by a Yankee. California beat Detroit 6-4. Rojas beat Gladding. Home runs, Holland for Gossi for California, Kaline for Detroit. And in the first game, Baltimore beat Minnesota 5-2. Dillman beat Boswell. Home runs, Bleffrey and Robinson for the Orioles. And that's the late sports news, Brad. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
This is Yogi Berra of the New York Mets saying best wishes and happy birthday to Monitor.
being presented this 12th birthday weekend by DuPont Auto Products. Now, former big game hunters, Bob and Ray.
This is Wally Ballou, award-winning reporter of the Bob and Ray staff at Shirley's Game Farm, where the prizes in DuPont Auto Products Winnipeg Sweepstakes have all been assembled and are being cared for until the winners are chosen. With me is the owner.
Welcome to Shirley's Game Farm, Wally.
Thank you, Shirley. Mr. Shirley, right. I heard the last of the pet prizes was shipped here today, the Barracuda.
Yes, the roster's complete. We have the Wildcat, Mustang, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, and of course the Barracuda.
These animals are all prizes in the Winnipeg Sweepstakes. Some lucky people will win whichever of these beasts they want simply by filling in the free entry blanks available where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Or, as I understand it, they can choose a new car of the same name.
Plus 777 other prizes, Shirley. Mr. Shirley. What if everyone selects the new car over the pet? What happens to the animals?
Well, they also will be able to choose. They can either be sent back to their natural habitat or the zoo or aquarium of their choice.
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Greg DeVol's orchestra, and let's play games. NBC Monitor News next on the hour. Brad Grandall here with a reminder that Birthday Monitor this weekend is being presented by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation.